The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
We had a great conversation, we had two great conversations yesterday with Ciarán, but one was with Ciarán O'Neill at the end of the show. And he talked about how he was really 32 years old. He was whacked, 33 even, whacked over the head with COVID-19 in an induced coma for 16 days, I think, in total. And just a desperate affair altogether. And he talked about how his dad, Noel, had been in the Congo and other places and had given his medals to say, "You're my hero." Let's talk to Paul Clark about this. Hiya, Paul.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk. You're a retired soldier. What battalion were you in? Or
yes. I was 2nd Infantry Battalion, Cattle Row Barracks, the same as Noel.
Oh, I see. So you knew Ciarán's dad?
Oh, yes, yeah, very much so. We're long-time friends.
Oh, good. And what struck you about that conversation yesterday?
Well, first of all, the honour of and the emotion of giving your son your medals, you know, and calling him a hero, having won the battle with COVID. What a fantastic gesture.
Yeah.
And, you know, Noel is one of the veteran community's nicest guys.
Is that right?
He's what I call, he's a member of the dinosaur section. He's won the golden oldies himself, Paddy Stamp and Greg Leach.
Yes.
And when they're together, they're just grateful. They're like kids at school. They're just crazy. We have a veterans association in Calgary Wires, and every month we have what we call the Friday Club. It's like a men's shed.
Yeah,
and all the veterans come in. We have our coffee, and it's a way of checking up on some of the older guys and make sure that they're okay. You know, it's an initiative that the Defence Forces set up a couple of years ago, and it's very successful. You know,
it's a great idea because you know I've spoken to veterans down through the years, and some of them don't have great experiences, and they come out of it not so well on the other side. But most of them do. But to keep talking as men and women after having served their country in difficult circumstances must be key. Communication.
It is. And the thing about it is, once you're talking within your own group, everyone in that group know exactly what you've been through and respect what you've done, you know?
Yeah.
It's a way of helping. It's a mental awareness, mental health. It's getting it off your chest. And by talking about it, Last year, earlier this year, you interviewed one of our guys, Chris Donovan.
That's right.
What a fantastic, emotional interview that was, really. And done an awful lot for the military community, really. Fantastic.
Good. We're going to have to leave it there, Paul, but thank you for your time this morning and indeed for your service because the line just isn't really up to scratch. But I did hear everything you said. Loud and clear, and we appreciate that. And you're right to give that credit to Noel O'Neill, but also to all our veteran friends listening this morning and your dinosaur section, Paddy and Greg and the gang. We wish you well today and thank you for listening.